When Joe Ballin came to the lab, as Chris has said, in the early 60s as one of the group leaders under Pete. David is in Paris at the Babar collaboration meeting, and he sent these words. Pete, I'm already missing the incredible energy and the dribble commitment to productive action that was the fireball called Pete Panofsky. We all are. Although his death was inevitable, as it will be for all of us, I still cannot manage the sense of loss and surprise. What most of us do not realize is the breadth and depth of his activities and how they impact and even protect our own lives and our own activities. His energetic role in arms control, in security efforts, in international relations, institutional management, and in science, on behalf of the National Academy, of intergovernment agencies, of his university or his lab, spread a wide canopy of thoughtful and caring activity. His fingerprint was the thoroughly researched, carefully worded paper, laying out the issues of a given topic and arguing clearly and forcefully how he thought the solution should be reached. We have all been the recipients of such powerful papers and all live lives that benefit from such actions. I came to Stanford, says David and Slack, in January 1966, wet behind the ears, a new faculty recruit. I was given opportunity and resources, accountable to the peer review of the lab and the agency, but beyond anything I could have imagined or wished for. An encouragement to do my best by Pief and by his research director, Joe Ballin. It was a wonderful environment to grow in and a great place for us all to engage in the research enterprise. To quote Don Kennedy, quoting Emerson, Pief's life does indeed cast a long shadow. For us locally, it is measured in units of 2 miles of copper RF cavities. But in reality, the shadow covers, defines, and protects much, much more. He was a great man, a gentle yet steely individual, who created and ran one of the world's great basic science institutions that ran outstandingly well, and yet had opened doors, and where everyone felt they counted. David Lee.